Psalm 129 is a prayer that those who oppose Jerusalem will be thwarted and deprived of God's blessing. Verse 1, often have they attacked me from my youth, so says Israel. Often have they attacked me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Those working the plough ploughed my back. They made their furrows long. So they've been used as slaves to do the work of farm animals, pulling the plough and turning the mill wheel. They're the images. Isaiah 51, I have put it into the hand of your tormentors, who have said to you, bow down that we may walk over you. And you've made your back like the ground and like the street for them to walk on. Oh. Verse 4, Yahweh is just. He has cut to pieces the yoke of the wicked. So they can't put it over you and treat you like a slave. Verse 5, may all who hate Zion be put to shame and repulsed. Let them be like the grass on the housetops that withers before it's cut. You probably know they had a flat roof made of kind of mud, really, basically. That's why in the Gospels they were able to dig a hole in it and let the man down in front of Jesus. So it's mud with some kind of branchy stuff through it to keep it in together somehow. But on top of that, apparently you could walk on at least parts of it. I don't know, they probably had wood across it as well, I'm not sure. But the garden was on top of the house. So the grass on the housetops that withers before it's cut. The reapers don't get to handle it, nor is it bound into sheaves. People used to sit upstairs on top of it, because that's where it was cool in the evening, rather than the hot house, clay house, or stone house. The reapers do not get to handle it, nor is it bound into sheaves. Those who pass by do not say, the blessing of Yahweh be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. And to not give a blessing is what it means to curse. That's what curse means, not to bless.